The Torah tells us about the kosher animals. You need split hooves and chew its cud, fish, fins, and scales. The Torah just lists the 24 non-kosher birds, and then the Gemara gives us different simanim, that it shouldn't be a dores. And then it talks about the issur of bugs, and perhaps talks about the different grasshoppers and locusts. So the question is, let's say fins and scales. So today with modern technology, and even before with microscopes, so let's assume if you look at the fish, you can't see fins and scales. But if you take out some technological device, microscope or other things, and you can see the fins and scales, is that permitted to eat? And when it says we have to check for fins and scales and we have to see them, what does seeing mean? So there's Tiferes Yisrael who writes that fins and scales that you only could see over a microscope aren't considered fins and scales, and therefore the fish is prohibited. It's the general cloud, it's a general one. The Torah was not given to Malachi Asharis. You only could go on things that we could see. That's why as I'm talking, not just me, but as anyone's talking, you're swallowing microscopic bugs. So clearly the Torah couldn't prohibit something I can't see. So if I can't see fins and scales, they don't exist. Okay, so that's l'chumra. So we see a fish that has fins and scales but are too small to see, that they're not kosher. On the other hand, there's a... You could use it with kula as well. There's a marsham. Everyone's into segulas today. There's a segula about, I'm not sure if it's a Tehillim, a Tanakh, where it's tiny writing of the Sefer, whether it's Tehillim or other things. And the segula, if you walk around with it, so then it's a segula for something. So the question is, am I going to go into a bathroom with it? Because there's Torah writings. So in other words, if I take out a microscope, I could read the psukim. The psukim in Tehillim, wherever it's from. But if I not, it's not readable to the human eye. So that's what the Marsham writes. So Me'ikar Adin, one is permitted to take it into a bathroom because it's not considered ksav. If I can't read it, meaning someone with normal eyesight, I don't mean someone who's blind can't read it, whatever we get in, whatever normal eyesight means, of course, if the minig is, there could be a minig not to bring it in anyway. The optics, it doesn't look right. But my ikra din, it's the same yisod. If I can't see it, it doesn't exist. Like that's the famous Gemara in Shabbos about a hore kina. That the Gemara says, you're allowed to kill lice on Shabbos. What do you mean, kill lice? We know, you're not allowed to kill humans all week long, but animals, you're allowed to do shchita. But on Shabbos, you can't do a netilas neshama. So what about killing lice? How could you kill lice? So the Gemara says, the simple reading of the Gemara, the way the Rambam learns is, because the Gemara thought it was spontaneous generation, that they grew from schmutz. They grew from dirt. And that's why, because it's only considered if you have a mommy. If it's pru revu, so it's a whole discussion there. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, he has a different interpretation. So it's a whole discussion. So what do you do today when we disprove spontaneous generation? So what do you do when a Gemara halacha, which seems to be based on erroneous science, comes to the halacha? Does they say the halacha has changed? Is the halacha always right? It's a different shear. But Rav Shlomo, the way Rav Shlomo Zalman learns, it's not a kasha. Of course the Gemara knew there was no such thing as spontaneous generation. They knew it didn't grow from schmutz. They knew that they were reproduced. So what does the Gemara say? No, what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara, no, it means since these lice were so small that you're not able to see them, so if you can't see them, so therefore it's not considered, even though from a biological point of view, they might have reproduced, but we view them as coming from schmutz, and therefore if you assume that, they'd still be permitted even today, unless maybe you assume the lights got bigger. But the point is the same you showed, that if you can't see them, we don't view them as part of as existing. Well, that's how Rav Schacht always says over that we know there's halacha by tefillin, halacha Moshe Mitzvah, that the tefillin have to be a revua squared. So there was an orthodontist, a periodontist, someone who deals with small teeth, teeth all the time. And I guess he went to Rav Schacht one time and he said, I can't take it. All this tefillin, none of it's square. I know what square is. I deal with these small objects all the time. So Rav Schacht told him, no, it's not a problem. Your eyes are like an instrument since you're trained. It's the average person. It looks square. Let me take a look. Yeah, it's fine. Or Rav Moshe has, I think, a similar shailah regarding the laws of Nida about, let's say, the only way I could see something's red. Looking at it, it doesn't look red. The only way I could see it's red is from a microscope or some other means. So then also, if I can't see it, so then it's not considered that object. And that's the yisod of Nidna Torah Umacha Yashare. So today with modern technology, so we have to know, you know, what's considered re'iyah, wearing glasses. So pashas, we assume that wearing glasses is considered using. I think there might be a chumra of the Chazon Ish that if the Baal Kori on Parshas Zohar should take his glasses off, so maybe that he's not actually seeing it. But the pashas is glasses are considered seeing what your naked eye is seeing, but clearly seeing with your microscope or something like that is seeing. So everyone agrees to the halacha that if you can't see it if you only can see it with a microscope, it's not considered seeing. But what happened was the scientific revolution between the 16th and 18th century, which produced the compound microscope, and so that people now began to see things they never saw before. So even though, strictly speaking, if you couldn't see them, that is, if you know that the air plays a role in today with modern technology as well, of course there are halachas of what's considered seeing. I don't mean with glasses. We have to get into a separate shiur. What are you required? How much you're required to check for bugs, or what's considered seeing? If I see a black spot that's not moving, if a bug is camouflaged with the same color, how much of a deacon do I need? Those are different shiurs for a different shiur. But the yisod here is Zos Torah Sachaya. It says the Zeh Lashon Zeh Hadavar. So you have to actually see it. So if you don't see it, the only bugs which are also the ones we could see. We could get into how you define seeing, but you have to see it. And if you can't see it, so then it's mutter. That's why all the microscopic bugs we're swallowing is not a problem.